How do you feel, Mr. Trump?
Never before has a former U.S. president been suspected of violating the Espionage Act. According to the warrant authorizing the FBI's search of Trump's estate, Trump may have kept documents that could endanger national security and may have destroyed or concealed presidential records. This week, federal agents removed 11 sets of classified documents from Mar-a-Lago. Four sets were labeled top secret and reportedly may contain information about nuclear weapons.
Many lesser people have gotten prosecuted for doing a small fraction of what it appears that Donald Trump has done, which is taken the single most highly classified documents the United States government have taken them to his home.
Other seized documents relate to French President Emmanuel Macron and to Trump's pardoning of his close associate Roger Stone. Trump says he declassified all materials he and aides took from the White House. He and Republican supporters call the investigation a political witch hunt.
President Donald Trump is Joe Biden's most likeliest political opponent in 2024, and this is less than 100 days from critical midterm elections. The FBI raid of President Trump is a complete abuse and overreach of its authority.
The Department of Justice says it and the FBI are acting independently. Biden has remained silent, and while some Democrats say this is Trump getting his due, others urge caution.
I think for the most part, people want to see the process play out. I agree with that. I don't want to interfere with what law enforcement is doing, but I think it would be wrong to take the position, because this person is a former president, that we should look the other way when there could be violations of the law.
The Justice Department must now decide whether to charge Trump with a crime, which would be a first in American history. And the decision would be further complicated if Trump announces he's running for president again, because charging a political candidate could be seen as election interference. Heidi Jo Castro, Al Jazeera, Washington.